I am so exhausted. Turn on camera. And then I don't want to show non-video participants.
Look at this. Two podcasters on time.
What can I say?
Ready to podcast.
I'm ready to podcast. Ready to go to bed. Wait, no, podcast. Ready to podcast.
I'm not going to say no, but, you know. Not going to say I'm not tired, but I think I'm wearing too many AirPods tonight. Let me put that back. I need to hear out of you. I need the right one open.
I feel like they give you a maximum of two, and you're supposed to wear two, so I don't know what wearing one too many looks like.
It's wearing two for this, two. It's wearing two.
Two. Okay. So.
Yeah. What's that? I had a very normal human week. some bad things happened, some good things happened. It was very normal. There were some highs, there were some lows. Nothing really exciting happened. That's it. That's my pre-show. That's my pre-show. I lived my life.
We got a dog, mm-hmm. as you know.
Yes.
I'm sure you've seen this dog on social media.
I saw just one picture of the dog on social media. Just one. To be clear, just one.
Just one. No, she's great. She's great. She's a great little dog. It's weird having a dog again, but it's great having a dog again. Although she just had diarrhea upstairs on the carpet, so Tiff is not super pleased with that situation.
All right. You know, you could have probably just shelved that story because you're like day three with the dog and you're like, yeah, and it's already kidneys are bad and it diarrheaed all over the floor. It's just not a, you know,
it's like day six. It's day six with the dog. I think we got her Friday. We picked her up Friday because Tiff was not like, you know, because it was Easter weekend and Tiff was not going to wait until Monday to pick her up.
No, she wasn't going to wait until Friday and for the dog to rise again on Sunday.
Oh God. And then like, so we have a LAN as some know.
As some people know.
Mm-hmm. As a LAN on Friday. Okay. And I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I upgraded all the, you know, network. The network was upgraded last time you were here. Running all Ubiquiti.
Yes.
Unify.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I was like, well, one of the reasons I did that, because I wanted statistics. I wanted insights. I needed to see what was happening. And Eero was not providing me with that.
No, Eero will not tell you shit.
No.
Eero like, hardly tells you if it's up or down.
Yeah, like, the pie hole would be like, this fucking device is barking to all sorts of telemetry servers. Here's the IP. I don't know what it is. And you go over to Eero and be like, how do I search for an IP? And Eero will be like, what's an IP?
You just plug the cables
you
in.
You don't need to worry about that. Listen, first of all, your Eero's placed perfectly. Perfect. I don't know if you could have put them in a better spot. Great job. This IP, no idea what that is.
Yep.
So now I have statistics, I have metrics.
Yes.
And unfortunately, mm-hmm. that has now allowed me to min-max the system to just the worst possible degree. Like, you will come on Friday and you will see no less than two places that this AP behind me has hung to find the optimal place. And this, I'm not even sure this is the optimal placement of this access point.
How could it be?
How could you know unless you test everything?
Yeah,
you have to test everything.
You might as well just put a basement in seven number of hooks from the ceiling and just put that thing wherever you need to and see what happens. Or why would you just put one AP? You could just cover the whole
ceiling. There are three in the house. Listen, there's three in the house, of which they have all migrated in the last month. Different rooms, different placement in those rooms.
No. You need one in each room.
And then something truly, truly horrific happened. I purchased, so the whole network is based around the Unify Dream Machine Special Edition. That is the main router.
That sounds incredible.
That main router has an 8-switch port on it. Okay. It also has two 10 gig uplinks that you can uplink other switches with. Okay. Great. I was using that for because it has power over Ethernet, which is what powers the APs that I am moving all around the house. Power over Ethernet is really cool, by the way. Never had anything with power over Ethernet before. It's fucking great. You just plug the shit in and it do.
Yeah, that's work quality shit. I've dealt with a lot of PoE at work, but
We'll get to work quality in a second. So then I'm reading Reddit as one does, because I love one thing the Ubiquity Reddit does, and I get it, but I also find it very cringy, but I also get it. Is like they'll post pictures of Ubiquity things in the wild that they see. They're like in a stadium, and they'd be like, "Look, it's a AC mini access point." Great, thank you. Anyway, so I'm reading the Ubiquity Reddit, and it is revealed to me.
Oh boy.
That the backhaul on that 8-port switch on the SE is only 1 gigabit.
Oh,
so that means all eight of those ports share a same 1 gigabit uplink to the rest of the network.
How did you not know?
How can I live with that?
What is wrong with you?
So I, of course, I'm like, well, I need an 8-port. Power over Ethernet,
mm-hmm.
Ubiquity switch, right? I'd love to get one with 2.5 gigabit connections because that kind of future-proofs me for when I have to replace all these APs. And so I go, and of course, they have an enterprise quality 8-port. Guess how much I paid for this thing?
An enterprise Ubiquity 8-port switch?
They're all 2.5 gigabit PoE plus ports. With two 10 gigabit uplinks.
I'm going to shoot high, but I'm probably wrong, but $12,000.
No.
Okay, that's too high.
$179.
Sorry. That's it. Whoa, all right. Listen, I'm used to enterprise quality equipment. I know that can be $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000. No. And well, part of the problem is I bought the 48 port Pro Max switch, and I should have brought the 48 port Pro Max PoE switch.
Mm.
But I bought it in January, and when I contacted them to see if I could swap it, they were like, I don't think so. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
So I'm buying this $500 switch, switch was supposed to come today. It did not. Oh. Amazon did not deliver it.
Well, it has been delayed. These days.
I agree 100%. And yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let Amazon have this one. If it's coming FedEx, as I posted in the Discord,
Oh, right.
As I posted in the Discord, FedEx can't deliver something on time if they're a fucking company dependent on it. And it's a good thing that it doesn't, because they never deliver shit on time. Anyway, so Amazon was supposed to deliver today. So now it's coming tomorrow. In order to integrate this switch into my current setup, is going to be a 3 to 4 hour process because I have to rewire stuff in the rack.
Oh my God.
So I'm trying to determine, because I work tomorrow. Tomorrow is a work day.
Yeah, some would say.
Some would call tomorrow a school day.
A work day.
I'm taking Friday off for the LAN.
Okay. I will also say, for the first time, I'm taking the whole fucking day off too. However, I will also be later than normal. We'll get to that.
Fair enough. So I'm like, do I try to squeeze it into my work afternoon tomorrow, or do I try to squeeze it in before the LAN on Friday, or do I just say fuck it and do it Monday? I can tell you right now, the chances of C happening are slim to fucking ass crack.
You better do A. I've been actually thinking about stuff like this a lot lately. Is like, when I have a thing that I'm very excited about coming up, my anxiety mm-hmm. takes over. And mm-hmm. one of the side effects of my anxiety is I become very aware of what time it is. I am very aware of what time it is. And I'm very aware of how quickly hours pass. And I think it's because when I'm anticipating something, once I'm in it, every hour becomes like sacred, right? Like
Right.
And you think about especially something like a LAN party, right? Where, okay, we're going to play Helldivers or something, right? Two missions of Helldivers can be 80 minutes. You could lose...
It can be an hour. Yeah, it can be an hour, 80 minutes. Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be like, okay, let's start playing Helldivers. It's 9 p.m. And then you'll look up and it's 10:30. And you're like, how the fuck? Like, we just played two games. Like,
Danny and I ran into that exact problem... When do we play? We played yesterday. We did a 40-minute mission and then a 10-minute mission.
Yeah.
But, like, that was an hour. That was an hour in the middle of the workday.
Yeah.
Don't tell my boss. That all of a sudden was just gone.
So I would say that listen, it doesn't fucking matter. But, like, I would say that, like, it would annoy me if I got to the, like, to your house and you, like, there was no internet.
No, 100%.
Like back here, 100%. Pulling wires out.
Well, like, here's the thing. There will not be a situation where there is no internet. Because worst case scenario, I will run 30-foot cables directly out of the fucking switch to everyone's computer.
Yeah.
That being said, I think I'm just going to do it tomorrow. I don't think I'll be able to wait either way, and I'll just get it done tomorrow. And, like, the worst part is like, it's like a net side grade.
Yeah.
Like... It's like there's no situation right now in this house where, because I mean all the APs are connected to it. So I guess if all the APs were saturated, that back channel, that the uplink to the rest of the network would be fucked. But we're not living in that world at this moment. Like we're just not. But yeah, I think I'll just do it tomorrow and get it out of the way. Get it out of the way,
get
so then I can
min-max.
So then I can spend the whole land moving access points around.
You can't sit there.
I'll tell you what. When a motherfucker walks through that door for the land, I'm adding their phone and their PC to. I'm fucking naming it in the fucking Unify app so that I know. I know which one of your fucking which one of you are packet storming, and I will know whose computer is packet storming.
Okay. Cool. Great.
I went to the fat doctor today.
To the... Wow. Well, that could be it's anything. That could be awesome.
Well, so like... Okay. So I've always been overweight. I've always kind of sat on that obesity line. But like since getting COVID...
Yeah.
They're like the little fat generation... system in my body has been like a good little capitalist and number just going straight up like a rocket.
Interesting.
I have gained I had COVID in December. I have gained almost 30 pounds since I got COVID.
Interesting.
And so it's just like one of those things where it's just like, well, cause it just, and I can't, and like you get to this point where you can't get rid of it. Like you just can't. So I went to the fat doctor today. I was like, I need to get on the Wegovy. I need to do the thing with the Wegovy, shots in my leg.
I need the powders.
I need some powders. I need them in my body. And it was one of the greatest doctor experiences ever. Because, like, you know, when you're overweight, you're not nearly as overweight as I am. But I'm sure you've had that experience where you've gone to the doctor and they're like, oh, you know, you could lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
No, and you're just like.
That's every visit. I mean, that's every year.
And every time they say that, it's like. Yeah, no shit. And if I could lose a few pounds, fuck, dude, I would.
Yeah.
But like, I have done, and she was great. The doctor was great. She was like, listen, like, we know now. And like, this isn't like, this is a doctor that worked in a medical building for the medical group that I go to. This isn't like some fucking homeopathic doctor that's going to cure this with fucking kombucha and pipe tobacco.
Jennifer has one of these doctors. And I have my, like, I need to know. My problem is, like, there's definitely, like, so Jennifer went, like, you know, years ago and was, went to this doctor and said, I need surgery. You need to do the, like, cut my stomach in half thing and, like, and that's the only way I'm going to lose weight. And they were like, yeah, agree, sure, yep, let's do it. Without, like, ever really, like, thinking about, like, well, when was the last time you exercised? Oh, never? Right. Oh, what's your relationship with food? Like, completely mental? Like, you never eat anything healthy, and sometimes you're only satisfied when you've eaten McDonald's?
Right.
Like, So my wife has had surgery. She's had pills. She's Wegovying it up now. But never treating, like, the, like, the food go in. Like, you get, like, it's, you gotta, like, sure, stop some of the food from going in. Like,
well, I thought that Wegovy, like, I thought Wegovy, like, changed, like, how your body craves food.
From everything I've read.
I don't know. I obviously, as someone who is not yet on it.
I'd have to talk to her about it. I mean, I know that she's had her, because she was on, like, she was on, I started hearing the word Ozempic, like, in the air. Mm-hmm, and I opened my refrigerator, and there were boxes of Ozempic. And I was like, oh, we have, like, oh, we're doing this. And then she couldn't get that. That one's gone. Like, you can't, like, it's like, it really
you have to be diabetic. You now have to be diabetic to get Ozempic.
So now she's Wegovying. And there was a period, so there was this period where she was, like, she was Ozempic and, like, lost a bunch of weight. And then off, gained it back.
Right.
And
then that's what they say is that, like, one, like, my doctor even was like, listen, if you start this, you're probably going to be on this for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean,
like, you're going to be injecting yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, because it's doing the work for you.
Well, yes and no. So the thing that my doctor explained to me, and I want to emphasize that this is not a homeopath, this is a board certified doctor.
Right, right.
Because there is so much stuff around weight loss. There's so much guilt around weight loss. There's so much guilt around being fat.
Yeah.
She was like, listen, there is a gene. Because she asked me, she's like, when did you start having trouble with your weight? And I was like, I don't know, like 10 years old. She's like, okay. There are two periods where people start having trouble with weight. At birth and then 8 to 10. And we know that if you are having trouble at 8 to 10, it's because you have a gene. And like she was like showing me like the science around this. You have a gene that literally when we were a hunter-gatherer species gave you the benefit because it allowed you to store extra energy. So you could go further, you could hunt longer, blah, 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 blah. Now that all we do is eat fucking sugars and saturated fats, your brain doesn't know what to do with that. It's got this gene that knows that it needs to store energy, but it's like, is this energy? I don't know. Let's store it. And it like changes how much your brain thinks it needs to store. So that's why like anytime I do a diet, I'd lose 20, 30 pounds and then I'd gain it all back. Because your brain goes, no, 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 no. We need that. Let's pull it back in. And so like both the surgery, which she was super, like, she was like, I think you should get the surgery, but we can try the shots first.
Very into the surgery.
I don't really want the surgery.
The surgery is weird. So you spend the first 12 weeks of the surgery, like not eating and vomiting because you've done damage to your stomach.
Right,
and the weight just melts off. you lose.
Oh, yeah. As it turns out, when calories don't go in, calories just go out. As it turns out,
I'll tell you what, you want to practice the surgery this weekend? It's only ice chips for you, baby, and like maybe some occasional purging. Just you want to like stick a finger down there,
just to keep the mood right.
It'll melt right off. You'll be shocked. But what happens with that surgery is that if you go back to your own habits, the stomach gets big again.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, so I know that if I can change my relationship with food, I can do this. Because like I quit smoking, right?
It gets harder now, though, that you have three other people who don't give a fuck.
Sure.
If three other people don't give a shit about what we're eating for dinner tonight, you're having McDonald's.
I mean, that's right. Exactly. That's part of the problem, right? Like, we were the parents that were like, my kid will never eat McDonald's. Until you get to that moment where, like, it's 6 p.m., this kid has to eat, you don't have dinner in you. Like, you do not have a cooked meal in you.
Right.
And this kid will either eat your cooked meal or McDonald's. Nothing else. There's not like, now you can go to Chipotle.
Yeah.
And so it's like, your choice is to feed the child and yourself or not. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes you're just like, I don't have a meal in me. I know McDonald's is easy. Like, so yeah, no, absolutely. I quit smoking cold turkey. I got real sick. After 15 years of smoking, I got real sick one day. Got a really bad cold or a really bad flu. didn't smoke for 3 days, got the detox basically for quote unquote free because I was so sick I didn't feel it. And then I was just like, well, I'm not going to throw that away.
Yep.
Like, I could go back to smoking, but I'm not going to throw that away. I got the detox for free. I just need to change my relationship with food. And I'm hoping that that's what this does. Because I think that, like, once I get on that, and I know, like, yes, but I'm also fine to eat something completely different from everyone else. Like,
sure.
Tiff went and got McDonald's for lunch the other day, and I was like, I don't want.
Oh, I've done. Yeah, also, definitely. Yeah, sure.
Also, I don't know if is it me or like McDonald's just isn't as good anymore, right? Like, it's just not like
I don't think it was ever good, but like,
well, no, but like, but there was like the chicken nuggets now are like literal mush. Like, they used to have like a, they used to have like a, oh, this could have been a full piece of chicken at one point, but now they're like, they're mush.
We got Wendy's a few months ago and it was like the fucking Jetsons. Like, you might as well have told me that I ate a Baconator pill. Like, I, like, it was so flavorless and, like, mush that, like, I was just like, what did I, what is this slop? Like, what did I eat?
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't even a satisfying thing to eat.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, she, the spicy nugs came back, right? And I love spicy nugs.
I love spicy nugs.
And then, like, and Tim was like, oh, we can go get spicy nugs. And I just, like, I thinking about, like, the texture of nuggets now, just like, no. And that's what I need for literally just everything.
No, I do think that that's partly what Wegovy does, is it like makes some things just seem unappetizing.
Right. And that's what I want. That's what I need. I told the doctor, I was like, I just need to stop enjoying food. Like,
if I can just stop enjoying, if I could just drink Soylent.
Right.
Wasn't that the whole point of Soylent? Was like,
it's just to get the nutrients. Got to get the nutrients.
Yeah, you gotta get the nutrients.
But that's not. But the problem is I'm not enjoying food at that point. I'm just depriving myself of that enjoyment. I need to physically not enjoy the foods that I enjoy right now.
Yeah.
Although I did have fucking Bibby Bop for dinner, and boy, that place. Oh, it's so good.
And
it's
so good. You got a banchan by you now too, right?
Yeah. I need to check that place out. Actually, I need to check that place out.
You know, I don't know how much LAN party talk we're going to do on this episode. I know it's the pregame episode. But I was thinking today about like maybe changing up the rotation of some.
I think
of the
we
places.
Need to get rid of Portillo's. I think we need to get rid of Portillo's for sure. Portillo's is so pedestrian. It's so pedestrian. I want to do that pizza. I love that pizza. Like that pizza place
was awesome.
And we can't not do Gung Ho.
No, I know that's tradition. You gotta do Gung Ho, but Portillo's needs to get swapped out.
I think Portillo's. Yeah, I think Portillo's can go.
Yeah,
we'll do something wild. We'll do fucking Indian food.
Ooh,
really cook it up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, get some goat
chicken tiki masala for everyone. You guys want garlic naan?
So much.
Have you seen that shit? It's like there's like a country song that's like, I don't need a menu. And it's like, and it's basically just a white dude in an Indian restaurant ordering chicken tikka masala and garlic naan. And I was like, you know what? Yes, 100%. That's true.
From the new Beyonce album?
Yes, oh, absolutely. That album's good. Did you hear that? Listen to that album?
No, I'm not going to listen to it. But listen, I'm not here to not. I understand. It's probably very good. Pitchfork's preamble to the review.
I didn't even see the. What did they give it?
Like
best new music, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, like, but the little blurb that appears under the review, like before you click on the review, was just 27 rambling, gushing words about how incredible it is. I was like, all right,
it is really good. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's really good. I don't like country music. I will probably never listen to it again. But like, I listened to it, and I was like, fuck, all right. Like, if I was into country music, I'd be into this shit because it feels like she's got it.
Another home run for Beyonce.
Anyway, so Fat Doctor. We'll see. Right. She was like, now I could maybe get you the injection like by the end of the week. And I was like, I'm not going to do it before Monday. There's no way I'm starting with Gobi before the fucking land. Yeah, exactly. I got to get in one more hurrah.
Wow.
I need to shove two egg rolls in my face every 10 minutes.
David Chang was saying that these injection things might change the world. Like, they might change even restaurants, like how restaurants operate, because people aren't going to be eating. So apparently it makes carbs undesirable. That's like a big one. And so like you might start seeing more like restaurants have to change to like, you know, carbless options. I don't know if my sister's on anything, but her and her husband, I saw them on Easter, and like they look Like, they lost a lot of weight. And they were no carb. Like, they were, my sister made for dessert, like, no carb cheesecake bites or whatever. And so they just, I don't know if they're, like, doing injections and no carb, but if, I mean,
well, I know no carb diets are
you know. That's what you, That's the starting point for a lot of people, should be to cut out carbs.
Right. Yeah, I'm, so. I think what's interesting about these drugs is, like, it's not, it's addressing the problem rather than trying to, like, it's not, it's literally not making you dislike carbs. It's making your body realize when it's full, because that's, like, the problem. Is like, your colon, it's something that's, there's some enzyme that your colon produces that, like, has to get to the brain.
My colon's so fucked. My colon's so.
There are no, this is a no enzyme zone.
Yeah, sir. There's my colon, dude. My poor colon. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, this is what getting old's like. And she, but she, you know what? To my credit, she kept saying, "Well, you're so young, so you might as well get this done now." And I was like, "I'm 40. I'm 42. 42. Like, I don't." And then, like, she handed me this packet that I'm reading through, and it's like, if you have a BMI over 40%, you have a 50% chance of making it to 70. And I was like, I'm 43%. Great.
Great. Well, I guess the only question I have left before we, is, do you want to do Land Talk pre-show, after the emails, or off the show? We didn't have a whole...
Let's do it after the emails. Let's get it. Let's, right, do it after the emails.
All right. Well, then let's... Let's start the show. Welcome to the Bullshot Podcast, episode 303. My name is Jim Plackey. With me is Vish. Today, I knew it. As soon as I didn't say the date, I thought I knew it fucked it up. Today's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Fish is here, and I'm Jim. And this is the show we've been doing for so long that you would... Well, I've only been doing that intro for 3 or 4 years, so I guess I can't...
Yeah, only 3 or 4. It's only been 3 or 4 years
to be doing that intro. I cut myself some slack on that one.
How long did we do this show before we stopped doing it?
Well, it's weird, man. There's so many. There were.
Errors, I know there were like one-offs. There were like 1 or 2 offs. Like, we would try to do the E3. We tried to do an E3 thing.
Yeah, we did. What did we do? 100 episodes under 4-player co-op.
Yeah, we must have, because we streamed the 100th episode, right? We streamed it.
Yeah, so we did like 100 something episodes as with 4-player co-op. Then we went away. Mm-hmm. Then we came back pretty quick. Like, I feel like we came back pretty quick. And then I don't know. I don't remember, because we did, there were, the episodes were weird, because I was like, we were recording them in your basement. We were recording some of them.
Oh, with Eli.
No, those were, we did those at Joe's house.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know. There was like a lot of weird, there was a lot of weird things we did after the 4-player co-op run. And then
I started doing Game Punchers.
Yeah. And then is that it until we came back in 2020?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't need this menu. I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Coughing. Hey, listen, also, not only was my week just very normal, I played Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's very good.
And is it still good?
It's still good. And I played Helldivers 2. Still good. Still a good game.
That game's so good. That game is so good.
Ask you something about PC gaming. Now that I'm a hardcore PC gamer, do you play with FPS counters on? Like, do you see? Like, do you like to know like what your FPS is?
Yes, but not for the right reasons.
Oh,
I can tell if my computer's not running well, if it's not getting the frames per second that I expect.
Sure. I mean, that seems like a reasonable thing.
That's what I do. I don't do it because I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm pulling 200 frames per second in Counter-Strike, bitches.
I figure I just want to know if my computer's running the way it should.
Yeah. And Steam has got that one that just kind of sits in the upper right-hand corner, and that's what I use.
Really? I try to find the in-game ones, but I guess, I don't know. How do you turn on the Steam one?
It is in.
You don't have to do.
Settings as in an interface.
Interface.
In game, maybe in game. Is it in game? I don't know. I'll find
Hell
it.
Helldivers 2 is
it's under in game.
Okay. Helldivers 2 is great. You should be playing Helldivers 2. It's just fun.
Oh my god, that game is so much fun.
And we'll talk about the game in the news. There's like a little news brief about the game, but like the way that like the things they're doing in that game, like the live service stuff,
the drip releases. Yeah. Like they don't say anything. Yeah. All of a sudden, like it's yes, we will talk about it. But there is I don't know if you have seen the Walker yet.
No, I haven't seen the new Walker.
So I was just watching a stream of someone playing, and like they landed and turned around, and the Walker's just standing behind him. I'd never seen it before. They'd never seen it before. And it's those type of moments where it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah. The game's incredible.
The game's so good. $40. $40 for that game.
$40. Yeah. I got it on sale even.
$33. Yeah. No, that game is worth every fucking penny. Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah.
I hope that, like, I really do hope that, like, because I know that, like, obviously some of this stuff was planned, right? Like, they didn't go into this without this plan of, like, what they were going to do in terms of dripping these releases out. But I hope that now they've just got that this is how this game works in perpetuity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I don't mind. I love that the quote unquote not season pass, but whatever they call that,
the war bond passes or whatever.
But what is it? What is the colloquialism for it? It's what Warzone has every 3 months or whatever.
Warzone has seasons. I don't know.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. It's just called season pass. I thought it had another name. But yeah, like the fact that they stick around, so like you can still unlock stuff.
Well, that's a Halo. That's a Halo thing.
Yeah, Halo does that.
So
right.
the battle passes or season passes or whatever you want to call
battle pass. That's what I was looking for. Battle pass.
The battle passes. They don't go anywhere. Like they're right. there the whole time. And there's a massive free one. Like there's like I'm not even halfway through the free one.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. The free one is huge, and also like, you know, I'm not to max level. Obviously, I mean, obviously they just raised it, but I wasn't to max level before that. So like, they just released a new gun today, I think, a new stratagem weapon, and I'm not even sure I'm high enough level to unlock it. So it's like still like drip feeding me stuff to like progress towards.
Yep. I tried playing the game on my Steam Deck over the weekend, and that didn't go very well. I'm gonna probably delete it off my Steam Deck because it didn't go very well.
No, that's not a good game on the Steam Deck.
No,
unfortunately, you can turn everything all the way down and it still kind of runs like shit. Yeah,
I did. Yeah. It's still kind of ringing like shit. So we'll probably take that right off the Steam Deck.
Yeah,
you've been playing anything else?
So I finished Final Fantasy. 7 remake.
You did it.
I did it. I finished it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that ending is super cool. I think it would have been like, so there's this portion in the ending when you're fighting the boss, which like I lost the fucking thread there for a minute because all of a sudden there's all these ghosts around Shinra Tower, and I was like, why are you guys around Shinra Tower? Why? And I'm not sure they ever explain why that is. But they just are.
Yeah,
and then you're fighting this big ghost thing as the final boss. Is it the final boss? Might be the final boss.
I mean, yeah, it's Final Fantasy VII Remake. We can spoil it. I think.
Yeah, I think we can spoil it. Yeah. But it is the final boss. Yeah, that is the final boss. It's Sephiroth. No. Oh yeah, that's right. Sephiroth is the final boss. But what's the big thing before that? What's the big thing before that?
It's not Genova again. It's
no. It's like Destiny's something. It's like something to do with
the
ghosts and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Final Fantasy ass name.
Yeah, it does 100%. It's like the Harbinger of Destiny or something like that. And as you're staggering it, you get cutscenes from. Cutscenes of what would happen in like Final Fantasy VII, the actual game. I was like, one of the first cutscenes they show is kind of this low res meteor coming towards the Earth, which is like a cutscene in the game. And I was like, oh fuck, are they using like the cutscenes from Final Fantasy VII? And they're not. They're higher res. They're like redone with like the new models and shit. But I was like, for a moment, I was like, if they were using like the original cutscenes, like the fucking, you know, fucking 640 by 480 shitty cutscenes, 15 frame per second cutscenes that are on that fucking disc, that would have been absolutely fucking incredible. Like that would have been like, that would have been the chef's kiss for that game. And they didn't do that. But yeah, I don't know. I can see why people are upset with it. I understand why people are upset with it. It's great. I think it's great. I'm just saying that, like, like I said last week, I didn't understand and now I understand. I found it real good. I did not jump right into Rebirth, though. I started the Yuffie thing because I have to get through the Yuffie thing.
You shouldn't have done the Yuffie. But go ahead.
I don't know. I'm like 10 minutes into the Yuffie thing. I haven't played that much of it.
Oh.
But,
so you're still... Man, I was really hoping you had started Rebirth.
No, I'm sorry. I gotta get through Yuffie. I gotta help Yuffie. Is Yuffie in Rebirth?
Could be. There could be a reason. There could be a reason why Yuffie is that DLC. Whisper Harbinger.
That's what it is.
Whisper Verity and Whisper Kurhiro.
Right. Which are the three avatars that the Whisper Harbinger brings down. And yes. Damaging them damages the Whisper Harbinger.
Yes, Whisper Harbinger.
But it's a cool sequence.
Chapter 17 and 18. The motorcycle fight against the tank thing sucked.
Listen, again, I don't know why that is even in the fucking game.
Yeah.
That was not fun in Final Fantasy VII, and it continues to not be fun in this.
Yeah,
it was interesting when they added that other soldier guy that you had to fight against, and I was like, oh, okay, this is like changing up. But like, this was just beat for beat the fucking highway scene at the end of disc one in fucking Final Fantasy VII, and it's like, this sucks. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it wasn't fun. It was like, and it was also like the hardest part of the game for me.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, like
hitting those tires was fucking impossible.
It sucked. It was definitely the low point of that game.
Yeah, I agree.
And all it really did was add an hour to the game that, like,
yeah, an unnecessary hour. Just like, just give me a cutscene. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Cutscenes are okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're all pretty. They're all very prettily rendered.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I played. I mean, I'm gonna say a game, and you're gonna perk your eyebrows, but it's not really anything interesting. I played Destiny 2 last night. Because
that,
I don't know if I...
That made me furrow my brow. That
fair enough, but like, I knew that there would be a reaction that was not appropriate because it's not indicative. It was not indicative of anything. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show. A buddy who I played Destiny with for a long time, basically all the time I played Destiny, passed away last year. And his son messaged me last week and was like, hey, do you want to do... His name was Common. Do you want to do Common's favorite raid? Like, on not the quite the anniversary of his death, but he died on the first and it was the second. So I did that, and that was a lot of fun. But I still not have no interest in going back to Destiny.
Yeah, it seems to be most people's feeling towards Destiny right now. And,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about Bungie. I don't know if they're going to survive this. Like, unless Final Shape fucking hits... I think they may just become a fucking God of War support studio.
I don't know, man. I would really like to play Marathon, but it just I don't know
if I hold my breath for Marathon, man.
I should mention that Atlas got some bug up his ass this week. He wanted to play Valorant.
What?
He was like, I want to play Valorant. I don't know. I don't know where he saw Valorant. I don't know what happened. But it took me 3 hours to download him the game, to set him up with a Riot account, to enable Secure Boot on his motherboard, because Valorant doesn't let you play with Secure Boot off.
Right. So because crazy. it's a kernel level anti-cheat.
Yeah. He starts playing finally. The other thing is when I bought him the computer, I bought him 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate. So he has every character's unlocked in Valorant.
Sure.
So like he's playing and then I go, how's Valorant? And he's like, I got banned. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, while I was playing twice, mom called me downstairs. I got AFK banned for an hour. I was like, yeah, you can't just like walk away from that game in the middle of a match. So he learned the competitive world. Yeah, the competitive world of Valorant. He got AFK banned.
Oh man, I don't know if I'd let my kid play Valorant. Like, if there's a community that's more toxic than the fucking League of Legends community, it might be Valorant. I used to, when I was a kid, I would watch, you know, I'd watch cartoons downstairs, and I would turn the TV off thinking I had paused it. And I'd come back. And then, like, it took me years to realize that I hadn't actually paused it.
No.
And my brain never put two together, that, like, two together.
Your mind must have been blown by TiVo.
Oh, no. Because, you know, because it just made those strange noises. You'd, like, pause it and go...
Because the spinning hard drive inside of it was...
No, it had just different... Didn't you ever use Senior's TiVo?
Yeah, that's right.
And it was like the laggiest UI. Yeah. Just awful. Just awful all around.
Oh, man. I remember one time my parents got rid of our computer and they bought Web TV.
Oh, boy.
You have no idea. That was like a fucking Texas Instruments TI-85 processor.
Oh, boy.
Inside of a box that was, it was the worst. We're
running fucking Internet Explorer 4 or whatever the fuck it was. Oh, boy. Well, should we do the news?
Yeah, let's do the news. There's some news. It's, yeah, we had some news this week. We'll start with Helldivers 2, because we were playing Helldivers 2. They raised the level cap from 50 to 150. They introduced some elemental dangers, like blizzards on snow planets.
The Ion Storm is such a pain in the ass. Holy shit.
I didn't realize until this past weekend playing with Wyatt that the Ion Storm fucks up your,
you can't call in stratagems.
And yeah. Like, okay, well, that's cool. Neat. Yeah, they nerfed some stuff, they buffed some stuff. They did your normal everyday like Helldivery stuff. Oh, you know what I did play this week. We didn't talk about this on the show, did we? I did play PC Diablo 4.
Oh yeah.
And I just want to say that last week I came on the show and I was like, yeah, I don't know, it was a little shimmery light on Xbox.
I don't know, RTX, whatever, it's fine.
Underneath your guy. And then I downloaded it on the PC and I ran the GeForce optimizer thing and it like turned everything up and I start playing and that light radiated around my spider guy. And like, I have a power, like I'm a fire sorcerer and like he has that like snake, that fire snake that like wraps around enemies. That thing's bright as fuck, HDR, like holy shit. And then the game runs at 150 frames per second. So it's this is a totally different thing.
God bless it.
So there you go. So, Helldivers 2, get into it. We can't praise that game enough right now.
Added a bunch of, they're just stealth dropping. Like, again, like I talked about, like the people will be like, wait a second, there's flying robots now. Like, it's not like there's anything in the announcements that the robots have flying vehicles now. They will just show up.
Yeah.
And like they and it's great because the same thing happened with the flying bugs where they would start like as rumors. Like I went to a planet and I saw a flying bug and you'd be like, no, you didn't. It's like fucking people bragging about playing as Akuma in the arcade in Super Street Fighter 2. You'd be like, no, there's no way to play. He's not on the stage select. Why would he? He's not on the character select. You can't play as Akuma. And then like you'd be like, no, what you have to do is you have to hover on Ryu for 3 seconds, go down to Guile for 2 seconds, up to Chun-Li, and then immediately down to Zangief, and then hit all three punches and start. And like people would go, no, absolutely not. That is made up. You have made that up. And like, the Helldivers has the same kind of like air around it where it's like, no, there's no fucking flying. Oh, there's flying bugs. Great. Great.
Good. They make flying ones now.
Great. Yeah. And they there's a new weapon too. There's a new surface to air missile for the flying.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got the flying ships and yeah. Hopefully we play a bunch of that this weekend. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be lots of laughing. Oh, speaking of which, I got to add to my, I forgot that we play with headsets.
Yeah, bring a headset.
Make sure I pack my Quest.
I mean, you can also just use my Astros.
Yeah, but I like no. The headsets, the VR headsets.
Yeah. Bring that.
Yeah, I gotta bring my headset.
I don't know if Kirk will leave the poker table. That's all he does now is play poker on that thing.
I've seen him on my friends list a couple times playing poker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully we'll play some poker. Right as we wrapped up recording last week, Embracer sold Gearbox to Take-Two for $460 million, which it turns out is $460 million in, like, Take-Two stock.
Right.
Like, it's not even like money. There's like,
no, I mean, it's technically $100 million more than they paid for it because Gearbox's performance stuff hadn't vested. If Gearbox's performance stuff hadn't vested, I think that deal was worth like almost $1 billion and not more than $1 billion. But like, because it was going to take 5 years for that stuff to vest. They technically made $100 million on it. Yeah. Assuming the Take-Two stock doesn't tank on this decision, which is it hasn't yet.
Which it probably won't, because they also announced that they are in production on a new Borderlands game.
Right, and they laid off 20 people, 30 people.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Which you gotta wonder how they're gonna tie. You know, no video game studio really has it in them anymore to tie, like, you know, there's no new Fallout game to go with the Fallout show.
No. And we didn't get the Madam Web video game, right? Like, we didn't you know what I mean? Like, we don't get those anymore.
So I do wonder, though, like, will they try to show, will the first trailers for the new Borderlands game be, like, before the Borderlands movie?
Because
we're 4 months away from the Borderlands movie. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. I don't know either.
How will they tie these things together? We'll see.
I still am not 100% convinced that Borderlands movie ever comes out. I know that that's not based on any reason, but like, it still doesn't make goddamn sense to me. It doesn't make any sense.
No, I mean, yeah, the movie was, I can't believe how long ago they filmed it. Like,
right.
And you know, and it's one of those things now where like, in the, like, are those the people who were in that movie have been told, like, hey, your movie's dog shit. We gotta go keep refilming it.
Right.
How do you trot those people out to promote that? Listen, Kevin Hart will do fucking anything.
Right. So no, absolutely.
I'm not worried about him. But is Kate Winslet gonna go on the Tonight Show and be like,
Kate Blanchett, sorry.
She's gonna go on the Tonight Show and be like, so excited to talk about this Borderlands movie?
Yeah, I know, dude.
3 years after they filmed it?
It is not the prestige event that something like a Dune 2 might be. Which, like, when you think about it, Dune 2 is a movie based on a fucking science fiction novel, right? So, like, there is kind of that same air. People might still have that dismissive tone towards it, even though it is a, you know, like a foundational science fiction novel. But, like, it's a science fiction novel. But, like, this is a video game that, like, on its face did not have a very good narrative to begin with.
Right. Yeah. They must have watched The Last of Us and be like, God damn it, that's a good. They make good ones of these?
Right.
Oh, shit.
I mean, and then played The Last of Us and been like, oh, I understand. This is just a movie that I'm playing.
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett's like, I was in Lord of the Rings. Do you understand? Like,
Speaking of movies, though, I guess I can tell you I went to go see Godzilla Cross Kong, The New Empire, and it is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. It's so fucking stupid. It's the dumbest goddamn movie.
But is Millie Bobby Brown still in it? No, she's not in it, right?
Nope, she's not in it.
Who's in it? Who's in it?
Godzilla Cross Kong.
Right, and then the monsters, of course. The kaiju, as they say.
The kaiju are in it. The human characters in the movie are there. They don't talk to each other.
Oh, okay.
They are describing to you what's happening.
Is that, is that like the Bechdel test, but for monsters? Is that what that is? Is that the?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It it's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Kaiju test.
You can't have a human character on screen without mentioning at least one kaiju.
Yeah. Right. Hey, speaking of layoffs, Sega of Europe laid off 240 people and they sold Relic Entertainment.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you're familiar with Relic Entertainment. They used to make a lot of good Warhammer games and Homeworld, which, again, Gearbox is now making.
Yeah, they do Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms. That's right.
That's the thing they're doing now. And apparently working on something else, but they also did the first Space Marine game.
Right.
That was Relic.
That's why I was surprised that, like, when I thought that I had in my mind that they were doing the second one, but it's
no, it's Saber.
Saber. Yeah, Saber. So wait, they're doing Brothers in Arms?
They have been. That's their thing.
But
Brothers
no,
in
isn't
Arms.
Wasn't Brothers in Arms a Gearbox joint?
Yes.
So what you're saying is they swapped. They're like, here, you guys take Homeworld, we'll take Brothers in Arms.
It's very possible. I'm not really sure. I know now that you're saying this stuff all out loud. You bring up excellent points.
This says Developers Gearbox Software for Brothers.
Yeah, what I see that too, but I thought...
Relic Software. What did Relic make?
What, it's going to be some other army game. What is the? What is it? What is the army game? What is the one?
America's Army.
No. No. What is their game? Company of Heroes.
Company Jesus of Heroes. Christ. Okay.
Sorry.
And they made Age of Empires 4 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. That's on me. Yeah. So they're still going to keep supporting Company of Heroes 3. So hopefully, if you're a Company of Heroes fan, you are... very excited that Relic is working on that, and we'll see what else they're working on, because they must be, for a bunch of private investors to take them on, they must be working on something.
Man, then the Embracer CEO got in on stage and was like, you know, I don't know if now is the time to buy more studios. It's like, oh,
we're thinking about it.
We're always looking at acquisitions so that we can then sell them 2 years down the line when we need money.
I don't know what the fuck that I who would buy, what studio would be like, yep, Embracer's the ones to go with.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of my son who loves Godzilla Cross Kong, he single-handedly saved Predator Hunting Grounds. We talked last week about how he was playing Predator Hunting Grounds.
God bless him.
And now Predator Hunting Grounds is come back to life. They have a roadmap that goes all the way to 2025. Let's see here. There's a patch coming out within the next week or two that will basically fix the game, like retune it, rebalance it. Like, they kind of abandoned the game there for a little while. So now they're going to retune it. In October, the game will release for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series consoles. In 2024, they're going to add more predators to the game, and in 2025, new battle passes with more new predators.
I should have told people to buy that game when it was on sale on Steam over the Steam Spring Sale, because that's something we could have fucked around with at the LAN. But now it's like $40.
Yeah, it's back to regular price.
$30. Yeah, no, that's too much. That's too much for that game.
Too many monies for Predator Hunting Grounds. Ex-BioWare and Ubisoft developers have formed Yellow Brick Studios. They're working on a game called Eternal Strands.
I want to talk about this. Yes, I'm glad you brought this up.
That's why I put it here.
Okay. I don't want to...
Okay.
Games all look the same now, right? Like, I'm not imagining that. I looked at screenshots of that game, and I was like, okay, that looks like an Unreal Engine 5 game. We did it. We've done it again, boys. This game look. It's a action, third-person action game, and boy, those assets look like Unreal.
I mean, isn't that like every Unreal game since?
Exactly. No, like, I mean, well, no, I don't think so. But it's like,
because all even Batman, like Arkham Asylum, kind of looks like Gears of War.
Yes, yeah. No, I think the 360 Unreal games all look very much alike. But like isn't the magic game that died real quick, Avenium?
Avenium, which is going to be on PlayStation Plus this month.
Right, isn't that I think it's an Unreal Engine 5 game. But they all just kind of have this similar look, and it's not, you know, before it was like blocky characters, but now it's like, I don't know, just...
Shiny.
Shiny and colorful. And I don't...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's.
But like, all games look like that now. All games. It's not just even Unreal games. It's just all games.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know. What other game?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Excuse me. I don't know, man. Every game I feel like I see a preview for. Like, if I go to like the 50 most anticipated games of 2024, it's like cool looking indie titles, and then a game that all the other games look the same.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think Unreal games can look the same for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll agree with you there, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
I just couldn't get excited from those screenshots. Like, that's the thing that, like, it didn't look cool.
Oh, you know? I watched the trailer. I was bored 15 seconds into it. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. You're showing me like moving concept art. Like, I don't like,
right.
Tell me, like, sure. I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't. I don't know.
I'm just happy we finally got a date for It Wakes the Deep. Still Wakes the Deep?
June 18th?
Yeah, June 18th.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Creepy. Creepy. Looks creepy. I don't know. I'll play it. It's on Game Pass, so I'll probably play it.
Yeah. Still Wakes the Deep? Still Wakes the Deep. Yeah, Still Wakes the Deep.
Yeah.
Such a good title. I can't wait.
Dead Cells developer Evil Empire is supposedly working on a roguelike Prince of Persia game called The Rogue Prince of Persia.
Mmm.
I mean, they kind of put their chops with, like, bolting Castlevania into Dead Cells.
Yeah. I mean, Dead Cells is a great game. I don't like roguelites, and that's a great game.
Yeah.
So, I sure.
There's going to be a VR Homeworld game called Homeworld Vast Reaches. Get it? VR. If you didn't watch the 55-second long trailer, it's an RTS homeworld game where you're kind of like godlike standing over the field, moving things into position, and that's like cool. Calling in the attacks.
I might check that out. That sounds going to
be
cool.
For Quest,
right? It's a Quest game.
I might
check that out. I wonder how that's doing. I can't imagine it's doing well.
Quest 3?
Yeah,
it's doing better than the other headsets, but that doesn't. But not
right. But like, I mean, like the Valley of the Blind, the one-eyed man is king. If PSVR can comes to PC, I will definitely pick one up. That is a fucking great headset.
They're working on it, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, they've got to. They're like, we have all these PSVRs. I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, and then finally, you can see summer from here, mm-hmm. and Ubisoft has announced that Ubi Forward, their E3 press conference. Is happening on June 10th.
Is that going to be part of the Keely? June 10th? That's a terrible day. Why would you do that? That's WWDC day.
That is WWDC.
Like, well, listen. Here's the thing.
Forward is going to be in the late afternoon.
because it's like it's one thing to be like Microsoft or Sony and say we could put ours on the same day as. But listen, Ubisoft, you have not unlocked enough towers to overcome this.
Yep, it's true. How about we do an email? You can email us podcast@bullshotpodcast.com, like our friend Wyatt May, who goes back in the past and he listens to an episode from around this time many years ago, in this case 11 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
He listens to the episode and then recaps it so we can read it. And Fish gets to play a new game where I tell him the title of the episode. He has to guess why the episode is called this.
Because here's the thing. Here's the secret. Like, I named almost every episode.
It's true.
And I still do. So, like, they're not always sensical, but
no.
Usually they pertain to the episode.
Usually. All right, so Wyatt listened to April 4th, 2013, episode 144, Beard Tech. Jim was playing Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite. Fish was playing Bioshock Infinite. The news, PAX East and GDC has happened. Blizzard announced Hearthstone. Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalker will be out this summer. And Metal Gear Solid 5 was revealed at GDC. Kojima, you dog.
You dastardly fool.
WB Games has opened a San Francisco studio to focus on free-to-play mobile games. Wizards of the Coast is partnering with Playdeck to bring Dungeons & Dragons board games to iOS. Okay. Marvel Heroes is coming out June 4th and will have PvP at launch. XCOM Enemy Unknown is coming to Mac and iOS.
Mm-hmm.
Insomniac and EA's Fuse will be out May 28th. Almost didn't. Almost wasn't, but it did.
Fuse. Fuse was a good game. Fuse was a good game.
I don't believe you. Wasn't that the racing game?
That was one of the racing games. Wasn't that the racing game?
Fuse was the fucking bro shooter. This was an Insomniac game where it was like a hardcore shooter with Insomniac's weapon thing where every Insomniac game has like 40 weapons.
Yeah. They did Resistance. Fuse was a shooter too.
Yeah, Fuse was another. It was a shooter. It wasn't as hardcore as.
No, wait.
F U Z E.
No, F U S E.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, F-U-S-E.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
F-U-S-E. Yeah, here you go. This game, four knuckleheads on the box.
You want to talk about a game that looks like every other fucking game? Uh-huh. Here we go. Here it is. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So, all right. Let's see, moving on. The Borderlands 2 collectors.
Blur. I was thinking of Blur.
Oh, yeah, Blur. That was the Bizarre Creations. That Blur was like the last game.
We're both great. We're both real good.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the one that was the TV show?
Split Second. The game that we got to review and the day the embargo dropped, we got to watch how many people from Disney visited our website that day. That was fun. Borderlands 2's Collector's Edition is getting a second release called Diamond Plate Loot Chest. It's going to cost $100, only 5,000 we made, and it doesn't come with the game.
It's probably better off, honestly.
Well, I think by that point they figured you had the game.
Mm-hmm.
Borderlands 2 is getting a new vault hunter named Craig the Psycho. Casey Hudson is working on a new fictional universe. Is he?
What? Who is Casey Hudson? Remind me.
Mass Effect, right? Isn't that Casey Hudson? Mac Walters and Casey Hudson. Wasn't that them?
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
Casey Hudson is a Canadian video game developer.
Yeah, no, you want to know what fucking world he was working on?
Anthem. Yeah.
Anthem.
And we saw where that's going. In June 2021, Hudson announced he had established a new game development studio, Humanoid Studios. Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
Humanoid Studios.
I love how these blasts in the past have just, like, devolved into us Googling if stuff still exists and what the fuck it was.
This is wild. Casey Hudson on Twitter, CEO of Humanoid Origin.
Yeah. I know, it's still there.
Weird.
Right?
And they're hiring.
Yeah.
We're looking for a senior technical designer. All right, Casey. Get him. There's a lot of people out there now. Let's see. Turbine is making a DC MOBA called Infinite Crisis. Did that ever come out?
I think so.
All right. ESRB has listed a Jack and Daxter collection for the Vita. You know what? I miss the Vita.
God, the Vita was a nice piece of hardware. And yes, Infinite Crisis did come out.
All right. That was a nice piece. That was a nice piece of hardware.
Like a
yeah.
That is like, again, if Sony's good at anything aside from the PS5, it's hardware. They make great hardware.
Yeah. I love their cameras.
Mm-hmm. Their televisions. Their have you heard televisions of their televisions?
Have you had a Walkman in your life?
Have you Walkmaned recently?
Discman.
To be fair though, Sony always bet on the wrong fucking medium. They were like mini discs, yes, 100%. Betamax, yes, please. Sign me up for beta. And then what was the one? What was UMDs? UMDs, absolutely.
Although they did win, Blu-ray was them.
That's true. Blu-ray was them.
Yeah, they did pick right on Blu-ray.
Which is so weird. It was literally called HD DVD. Literally right. In the fucking name, it was called H. You go, oh, what is? Oh, it's an HD DVD. Perfect. And then people were like, no, these are Blu-rays. Here, have some kombucha.
I hand pressed this Blu-ray.
We roll our own Blu-rays here.
The ESRB has listed a Jack and Dexter collection for Vita. I said that. That's why I said Vita.
Yes.
Creator of Echo the Dolphin has put his spiritual successor, The Big Blue, on Kickstarter. With 24 days left, he had only raised $45,000 of
$655,000. 100%. Oh, wait, hold on. Underwater. Hold on. Oh, there's a fandom page for it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. There's a fandom page. Speaking of the Vita, Spelunky was coming to PS3 and Vita this summer. Wargaming.net announced that World of Tanks Blitz was coming to iOS and Android. Square Enix says that Tomb Raider sales are disappointing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that was when they went through that whole thing where, like, it was selling like gangbusters, and they're like, eh.
Yeah, they lied. They, like, basically lied.
No, I mean, we expected more from Lara.
Lara Croft. Guacamelee is coming to PS3 and Vita April 9th. Plants vs. Zombies Adventures is a Facebook game.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield 4 has been revealed. Microsoft, I remember this story. Microsoft is going to release a camouflage Xbox 360 controller exclusively at Walmart.
Yes. They knew their audience. They knew their fucking audience.
Yeah, of course. And now they rock that camo. They do like a new camo color every 6 months on that control, on the new controllers.
Yeah, yeah.
So they must sell really well.
What they're called, like haze, right? They're not camo. They're called camo.
No, they're called camo. I'm pretty sure they're called camo. They're not called haze. They're called camo. I'm pretty sure they're called camo. I'm not gonna.
This is kind of sad. This wiki page for the Big Blue. It's written in
Tell me about it.
Well, it's written like it's still being developed. So I don't know if this has been written by AI. Kind of feel like it maybe was written by AI because this last bit says after
play dolphin games.
This last bit says after the game is completed and released, the game can be connected to a server to receive updates, get new content, and view player statistics.
That is written by AI. Jesus Christ!
I think this might be written by AI, but there's a. That's my. That may be why there is a big blue wiki page in this fandom, because they're like, we need to fill it. We need a wiki page, so we'll just get AI to write it. Movement is restricted as well. Two inputs: aim, rotate the Medusa; pulse, undulate the Medusa to propel forward.
Telltale has announced that The Wolf Among Us and Poker Night 2 were coming soon. The Ouya is coming to retail June 4th for $99.
Have one right upstairs. I bought an Ouya because it was, at the time, the only way to watch Twitch natively on a TV.
What was the big game? What was the big game for that thing?
Towerfall.
That's right. Hotline Miami sequel will be set in the early 90s.
And it was fucking Activision. Good.
Yeah. Activision has let go of the people making the Deadpool game. Square Enix LA laid off staff. Disney closed LucasArts. and Blizzard admits that the Diablo 3 auction house was a mistake.
Oh. Now,
why was the episode called Beard Tech?
Oh, it's got to be something to do with, like, Unreal Engine's fucking hair technology.
You're close.
Because, like, I feel like there was I feel like Comstock had a beard in Bioshock.
It's in the news.
Yeah. What was the second news story?
The second news story is WB Games opens a San Francisco.
What was the first news story?
PAX, Blizzard has announced Hearthstone, Magic the Gathering Duels, the Planeswalkers will be out this summer, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Does that have to do with Metal Gear Solid 5?
No.
That was my guess. Okay.
No, it's Battlefield 4. We said the army mans are going to have beards, and the beard technology
is going to be of course, because they were operators. In Battlefield 5, Battlefield 4, they were operators. Because we were real hard on operators back then. Boy, howdy.
So thank you to Wyatt for putting together this email. As always, you can email us podcast@bullshotpodcast.com. And of course, you can join the Discord. Link is in the show notes. Fish and I are now going to talk about...
You can turn off the podcast. Yeah,
the show is essentially over. Thank you so much for listening. It's amazing. Join the Discord. Hopefully we're going to play some games with people during the LAN party. We'll see how it goes. There's a lot of people there, and games, we've talked about this a million times. Games don't allow as many people to play one game as it used to. So, but if we've got room and you're on the Discord, maybe we'll play some games with you at the LAN party. That would be fun. And now Fish and I are going to talk about the LAN party in like excruciating detail because I have anxiety. And if I don't get these questions out of the way, I will literally
explode.
How many
people does Predator Hunting Ground support?
Five, I think. Four mans and one predator.
I have all the predators unlocked.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I have them all. Every single one of them.
All right. So my first question for you about the LAN party is any bonus? Is Eli coming up?
No.
Anyone else coming out of the ordinary?
Is Loops coming? Who knows? Who could say? I have no idea.
All right. Here's why I asked, because then I'm going to assume that I'm going to sit at the left hand of the throne. I'm going to sit in my usual spot.
Yeah. I figured so. So you don't need to bring a monitor unless you want to bring yours.
No, that was I want very much to bring my computer. Okay. I think that's very cool. Yes. If I only have a computer to bring,
yeah, I agree.
I want to bring my computer. I want to bring my keyboard, my mouse, my headset. Sure. Probably not my mouse pad. That probably doesn't make any sense. Okay, so cable. What about cables? I'll just unplug yours and I'll plug mine in, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I don't need to bring any cables. I just literally need to bring the box.
Yeah,
the
mouse, and place it in your car on its side with the motherboard side down. So wait. So your video card is pushing with gravity into the motherboard as opposed to
right. So
but you want it on its side,
facing up.
Right. So on the motherboard side, motherboard on the bottom of where you have placed it.
Okay. So that answers those questions. I don't need to bring a monitor. I don't need to bring cables. What about games? What do you think we're going to be playing? Is there anything I need to buy or download?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be mostly the same stuff.
I didn't download Battlefield 2042. Do you think we're going to play Battlefield 2042?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't. That seems like bring your Xbox just in case.
I don't want to bring both.
I guess you could. Can you download it on PC through
Xbox? Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then that's fine. I didn't want you to pay. I think it's price right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you now, because I can check now to make sure that it I can download it.
Yeah.
Should I download it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so Battlefield 2042. I have Helldivers. I have the finals. I have Balatro when I need a palate cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
I have Golf with Friends.
Make sure your quest is updated. Oh, yeah, Golf with Friends, of course.
Which I downloaded because that's the group palate cleanser.
Right, probably Counter-Strike, also, just in case.
That's on. I already have Counter-Strike because Wyatt and I were playing some Counter-Strike. That was fun. Okay, so nothing you can think of games-wise from here.
No, I'm just looking at the stuff that I had installed, and I don't see anything in here that.
Well, I'm just thinking, is there anything that you guys have been playing like that outside of you think that when everyone's together we're gonna play it?
No, not that I can think of. And also, I mean, I have a fast internet connection, so downloading it here is not.
Yeah, makes sense. And then I guess the last thing is that I can't leave here until like 2-ish.
Okay.
So I'll be there like more around the time like when Chester shows up.
Right. I have no idea when Chester's showing up. He hasn't told me yet. So Kirk and them said 5.
I need to bring all the normal like showers, like towels and pillows and blankets and all that normal stuff. Okay. Well, I think that's it then.
Perfect.
Is that exciting for the listeners?
Well, I hope so.
We got that all squared away?
I hope so.
I hope they turned it off.
I hope that they listened to everything that we said and they can tell us if we've forgotten anything.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Thank you, listeners. Yeah, we'll see you on the Discord. Hopefully, maybe you'll hear from us at the LAN party. So stay tuned.
Maybe.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.